Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was explaining that Iran had enough uranium enriched just below weapons grade to make about 10 bombs. And he says after Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah was killed, Iran began a desperate rush to build a bomb.
They had enough of that, 9 or 10 bombs worth of enriched uranium. But they needed to make the bomb itself. And the bomb itself they rushed to do right after the collapse of the terror axis and the removal of Nasrallah. Therefore, we had to act.
The director general of the International Atomic Energy Agency says the enriched uranium was not destroyed in the U.S. strike on Iran because Iran moved it ahead of time.
Yeah, Lee, a lot of confusion, a lot of debate in the media this morning. I mean, if you're listening to Fox News, they're like, ah, no big deal. We'd detect it if they moved it. Whereas other media outlets saying, no, they could have moved it before. Zero Hedge has the satellite photos of a lot of unusual activity going on outside. You know, did they move it? And then the question becomes, okay, if they did, can they make a bomb out of it? How hard is that? Depending on what media outlet you read, you get a different take on that. I mean, they're all, across the zone. But then you have Russia. Wow. Saying, look, you know, people are now you've made Iran mad. You don't make Iran mad. Now, you know, countries, we don't know who. They said countries are going to step up to supply Iran with the ability to deliver the nuclear fissile material on a bomb. So the argument literally is they were making a bomb, and if you make them mad by taking away their bomb, they might make a bomb. That's where we are.
Or somebody might ship them a bomb, but then their nuclear program was all for peaceful purposes.
Right, right. And that is a huge thing that is going on this morning. Russia has confessed here, okay? You've got people on our side, like Tucker Carlson, who are confused. You've got people on their side who are confused, running around going, but they don't have a nuclear program. They don't. No. Tulsi Gabbard said in March they didn't have one. So Trump's just lying because he wants to bomb Iran for no reason or something. And they don't have a program. And then Medvedev, the former president of Russia, comes forward and is like, actually, they do have a program. Yeah, they've been building the bomb.
It's the Maryland father syndrome. You know,
how I mean, so?
Well, yeah, I'm just simply they're trying to claim somebody who is guilty and you have evidence of it is not guilty. You know,
right.
The Maryland father, the whole thing was, oh, you know, just an innocent Maryland father. No, this was a person who had already been had charges of domestic violence, human trafficking, you know, in the country illegally, yada, yada, yada. And that's the same thing with Iran. You know, oh, this is just for peaceful purposes. Yes, of course, we are enriching uranium to the 60% level, trying to get to the 80 to 90%, which can be used for nuclear weapons. But of course, this is all for peaceful purposes.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
The exact word, and you love this, even on our side are running around. I mean, I have people correcting me in my Twitter feed going, no, they don't. They weren't enriching.
Yes, they were.
There weren't. No. Tulsi said in March. First of all, that's not what Tulsi said in March. Yeah. People are playing part of her clip, play the rest of it.
Yeah.
She's since come out and gone, no, we know that they were right on the cusp of it. It doesn't matter for these people. They're crazy. This is what Medvedev said. Quote, what have the Americans accomplished with their nighttime strikes on three nuclear sites in Iran? The enrichment of nuclear material, and now we can say it outright, the future production of nuclear weapons will continue. A number of countries are ready to directly supply Iran with their own nuclear warheads.
Well, for something to continue, it has to already be in process.
Right.
So
this is Russia admitting this. And remember, as you even said last week, Lee, look, Russia in some sense would know since they helped Iran build a lot of this. In fact, Russia was arguing that last week. Oh, hey, don't hit the sites. We know what's inside. You're going to have a leak. It's going to be Chernobyl. They were trying to warn Trump, don't hit anything. We built it. We know. Well, if you built it and now, and we know they did when we watched on satellites, they helped. And now they're saying, yeah, Iran always had a nuclear weapons program, which I can't even believe we're arguing about this.
Yeah. Because anything that Trump does is wrong and bad and unconstitutional, right. And he's a dictator. And because that's the whole thing that you're getting from all these Democrats now, from Jim Clyburn to Chuck Schumer to AOC, and sadly even a few Republicans. And look, I'll give a little leeway to some of the Republicans who want to question the constitutionality. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Go ahead and question it. But, you need to remember where the rest of the American people are. And quite honestly, I don't buy the argument that it is unconstitutional. Number one, this is not an invasion. There are no ground forces involved. And there are plenty of precedents for American presidents taking similar action, both Democrat and Republican.
Right. Which, by the way, Democrats supported at the time, but now they're pretending not to know things.
Right, exactly.
Like that, yeah. You know, that this absolutely, Obama did this, Biden did this.
Clinton,
yes. In fact, Trump was the only one who didn't do this for the most part. I mean, he dropped a Moab, but he wasn't starting a war with a particular country. But the Democrats pretending not to know things. And Alex Swords, absolutely nailed this. When she said, Democrat, here we go.
Congressional Democrats, especially senior ones on committees like Intel and Foreign Relations, are complaining ad nauseum that they were not briefed in advance of this strike.
Okay, I'm sorry, wrong clip. Here we go.
Well, I think Schumer has a short-term memory because it was President Obama that was able to do airstrikes in Libya without facing the same calls from Schumer. President Clinton did the same with Sudan. So when it comes to the law, the question is whether the president has the possibility to come to Congress before acting. Well, here I would argue that in this strike, it was top secret. The president was working with Israel, and going to Congress could have risked the success of the mission and also put military lives at risk. So, like you talked about, this is a bit putting the cart before the horse. If the president does want to deploy...
Yeah, they cheered regime change in Libya.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
When Obama, and he did get regime change. He put ISIS and affiliated jihadists in control of that country.
Exactly.
Still a basket case. Yes. It's an absolute disaster.
It's a divided nation. Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea that Democrats are outraged now, they're just hoping that people have selective memories. They acted this way.
Stop acting like that Iran has, they talked about Iran not being an imminent threat. They're past imminent threat. Iran is responsible for deaths of American civilians and military, period, end of story. We can go to October 7th. You can go to the attacks from the Houthis that were Iranian-supplied missiles. We can go on and on and on about all the folks that this regime is responsible for killing for decades. For decades. Once again, as the president is saying, this is not about going in and invading and putting troops on the ground and getting American soldiers in the Iranian territory. But this is certainly about doing something that actually changes the course of military and Middle East history.
And look, when you're talking about what we have seen, again, I know I'm a broken record, 319 strikes by the Houthis, either on our cargo ships or on our naval vessels. 319. Yep. And then we find out in April, and to me, this is the game changer. I made a huge deal about this in April. People were not really talking about it much in talk radio. I was all over it. We find out that China is doing the targeting for the Houthi strikes.
They're providing the satellite intel, yeah.
And you're going to let nuclear material in the middle of that. And all of these people, I'm getting a lot of hate on the text line today. It's running 2575 in our audience right now. It's people very angry at Trump for doing this. You know what I've been waiting for since Thursday of last week? And we took some calls on this on Friday. One person texted to me to explain to me, any of you who think this is terrible, unconstitutional, warmonger president, neocon, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you tell me, how do we live with a nuclear-armed Iran?
Yeah.
When they're already lobbing missiles at our naval ships and our cargo ships. They've already sunken ships in the Red Sea. They killed four mariners. They entered the boat, took them, killed them, sunk the ship. When we've had brigadier generals warn, they are going to sink an American ship. What do you do? I don't know. They're a nuclear-armed country. What do you do when they try to kill Trump again? Send them a strongly worded letter. They're a nuclear-armed country. So you tell me. If you don't want to take out these facilities, don't whine and complain, oh, neocon, AIPAC is really sympathizing. You tell me, how do we deal with the nuclear-armed Iran when we need to respond? Because then it becomes very complicated.
And
you tell
costly,
me how we do that.
And costly, too.
Yes.
Because when you are dealing with nuclear-armed countries, you are talking about elevating the risk level, the threat level, to a point where you have to spend so much more money to defend against it or to at least push back against it. And if we have degraded, if not eliminated, Iran's ability to get hold of these weapons at this point, it's a good thing short term. Now, how's this going to play out? Don't know, okay? But at least at this point, this is the inflection point that I talked about last week. This has happened. Now, what's going to go on from here?
The problem is not that Trump did this. It's that he was the only one with the gonads in 45 years to do it.
And we're the only ones that had the ability to do it.
I'm talking about he's the only one with the guts to do it of our presidents.
Oh, and we've had the ability to do it all along.
We should have done it years ago.
Yes, exactly.
Years ago.
Iran is a great example of when America is afraid to use its influence and power for what we consider to be good, which good in this case is the number one state sponsor of terrorism not having nuclear weapons.
And you know, Lee, I've been saying this for weeks, months actually, but really weeks a lot. I am more afraid of the nuclear fissile material than I am of an actual nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
And the way that could be used lower tech by Houthis, by terrorists, by anybody.
Yeah.
So that the next time they try to kill Trump, if we on our soil, which they did, if they retaliate, if we retaliate in any way, we're risking nuclear war. What does that mean? They can come on our soil and try to kill Trump and we can't retaliate. So you tell me, if you're one of these people who are like, oh, you're a neocon, no more war. You tell me how we live with that, because they act like, well, Iran's just kind of these nice people and it'll be fine. We just won't have war. No, you tell me. What happens next time they try to kill Trump on our soil? Because they did.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.